All right, I invite your attention this morning in the Word of the Lord to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 6. Jeremiah, chapter number 6. Jeremiah, of course, the weeping prophet of the Lord. A man that God said that he knew before he was formed in his mother's womb, and he called him to be a prophet to the nation of Judah. If you haven't, you need some time to stop and read the book of Jeremiah and see God's great work through this man. Jeremiah chapter 6, beginning in verse 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Father, we thank you this morning. We have this opportunity that we can come and assemble and worship. We thank you for this people that are here today. And Lord, this morning as we look into thy word, we pray that the Holy Spirit might take charge of this service. You might give thy servant the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You might give our hearers this morning the blood-tipped ear of Calvary that we might hear today what you teach us here in your word. And Father, this morning we want to stop for just a moment and say thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did for us upon the cross of Calvary. How his blood cleansed us from our sin and made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. We want to thank you so much for that this morning. Thank you, dear Lord. Now lift up, glorify, and exalt thy Son, for it's in his wonderful holy name we pray. Amen and amen. The song that they used to sing many years ago, and I haven't heard it in a long time, it's called The Old Time Religion. It was good enough for our mothers, and it's good enough for me. Saved our fathers, and it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. It'll take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. We know this morning sometimes we think about the old-time religion, but Dr. Adrian Rogers said on occasion that it was an old-time religion, but it was also the new-time religion. As a matter of fact, it was the any-time religion this morning. Now, I want to take to you today, you know, some things are good today. I heard a man one time came to his pastor and they were considering doing some building at the church and doing some renovations, and he was all against it and he was all upset, and the pastor said, what's the matter? What is the problem? And he said, well, I want this church to be just like it was when my granddaddy came here. And I said, well, Brother Paul, what did you say? He said, I looked at him and said, well, ride your horse next Sunday. You know, this morning I kind of like some modern conveniences myself, to be fair with you this morning. I'm glad we got electric lights. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad this morning it's air conditioned. I'm glad today that we have central heat, that we don't have to have a little pot-bellied stove out front, we have to put wood in, and somebody has to get up during the service and run and put a stick of wood because we're freezing. I'm even glad we got indoor plumbing, aren't you? We got indoor fellowship. I'm glad of that. I remember when I was a boy, they used to talk about dinner on the grounds, and I didn't understand that, except that's usually where it wound up, was on the ground. I'm glad today we got a nice place to go to today. I'm glad we can have some modern conveniences as we assemble to worship the Lord. There's some of this modern trend today that we're having this morning, I believe that we need to back off sometime and look at. I read yesterday about cigar store theology. I thought, my goodness, where are we going next? And I'm seeing all of these things today that we don't want to worship God in the way the Bible teaches us to worship the Lord. We don't want to hear what the Bible says about any subject because it's too dogmatic. We want to form our own beliefs and form our own doctrine and form our own way of life. We want to worship our own idols this morning. We want to worship ourselves. We're living in a society that's basically worshiping itself today. And the problem with that is, as we read here in the book of Jeremiah, as you read through and beginning in chapter number 1, and you begin to read through, you find that the Bible teaches us here that those who were in charge of the religious system in the nation of Judah at that time were telling the people that it's okay. Read over a little bit later in the book of Jeremiah how that the king took his penknife and cut out the parts of the word of God that he didn't want to hear, those things that he thought were offensive to him. Jeremiah is a great parallel to our day because people want to take out from the Bible what they don't want to hear and what they feel is offensive to them this morning. And we find that there are many people today who are standing and telling them, that's okay. You can be and do and live as you want to live, and God will accept that this morning. You look in verse number 15, and here Jeremiah makes a charge. He said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Now we have parades celebrating the abomination before God. We have people marching in our streets proudly claiming an abomination against God. They couldn't blush. Isn't it amazing today that people cannot even blush anymore? Things today are so horrific that nothing embarrasses us or makes us ashamed anymore. It's very sad today. You watch many of the commercials upon the television today, and I wonder what in the world has this got to do with selling the product. I mean, it's nearly pornographic to the point today that some of these commercials are going to. And we condone that is also okay. But sometimes I think we need to step back for just a moment and see what the Lord says. You know, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, God says that his people had forgotten him days without number. I think sometimes we've forgotten God, but the good thing today, then I read the little thing that Josh wrote in the bulletin this morning about forget me not. I want to remind you of one thing. We may forget God, but we need to be thankful this morning God never forgets us. And as the people here had forgot God, God did not forget them. God still loved them this day. And God here brings a message through Jeremiah. And we need to understand this morning what the Lord is saying. He said, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. This is God speaking. This is not some mere man today. This is not just Jeremiah talking. This is not just some wild-eyed fanatic this morning that's going around screaming this morning. This is God himself that's speaking to these people. Thus saith the Lord. And when we find this morning that this is happening, we need to stop and we're going to see what God says this morning. See, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways. He said, you're standing at a crossroads. You know, sometimes we come to that crossroads in life. And God says here that you're standing in the ways. You're at the crossroad and a decision is coming. and a decision has to be made. And our lives are a series of decisions today. Some are good and some are bad. And God here is speaking to this nation, and He's speaking this morning to us even in this day and this hour, because the Word of God is still there today. Stand in the way. You see, when He says that, He's saying you better listen to what I've got to say. Listen. And He doesn't mean just to listen, but He means listen intently. Listen very carefully. You know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says we ought to give the more earnest heed to those things which we've heard, lest we let them slip away. This morning we need to listen intently. We need to listen very closely to what God is saying. We can listen to a lot of things today, but the most important thing I could tell you today is to listen very intently to the Lord. You get on an airplane and you sit down in your seat. A little light comes up and they say, fasten your seatbelt. And then the flight attendant will come on with a little microphone and they'll begin to tell you and give you instructions where the oxygen is, what to do in case of a crash, what to do in this situation, and all the different things that might could happen in an airplane. And you'll look around, and people will be working on their computers. They'll be reading a book. They'll have earbuds in their ears listening to music, paying absolutely no attention to what this flight attendant is saying, even though their lives may depend upon it. You know, this morning we do the same thing with the Lord, don't we? God says you better listen to what I've got to say. But people are turning a deaf ear to God. They're too busy doing this and too busy doing that. They're entertaining themselves. They're all of these other things, and they're not listening to the Lord. God says you better listen. You better listen very intently. Morning, as I look around our world, we better learn and get back to where we can listen to the Lord. We better listen to His Word, because this is His revelation. God's not going to scream from Mount Sinai. He's not going to come over national television or radio. God today has given us the Word of God. He's given us the Scripture today. And He speaks to us through this Scripture. And this Scripture is still speaking to us this morning. And He's not changed His mind one bit. You see, this morning, sin is still sin. Wrong is still wrong. I look around this morning and I see a society in which lives are being ruined day by day. Everywhere I look, I see some life that's being affected by sin. And that life is ruined. I see souls that are lost and dying and going into eternity without Jesus Christ. I see hearts of the broken this morning for many different reasons. I see houses and homes that are torn apart. I see a nation that's devastated by this thing called sin. And we're still not listening to God. Isn't that amazing this morning? We don't listen to the Lord. Very few people really listen to God. We listen to ourselves, or we'll listen to somebody else, but do we really listen to God? Jeremiah says, thus saith the Lord. This is God speaking. Stand. Get real still and real quiet and listen. Listen to God. We need to listen to the Lord today. This is His word. And see. We need to look. Sometimes we just need to see. You look around you today and you see ruin. You see destruction. You see the ravaging of our land this morning. We're filled this morning with all kinds of consequences and fruit of not listening to God. We have kids having kids. We have drug addiction. We have crime and hate and terror. We see all of these things happening today, and people are searching for answers and trying to figure out what to do. We see all of this. Isn't it amazing when you look and you see everything that's going on? But I sometimes think we're like the lady that a friend of mine was her pastor, and he got a call one afternoon. She'd been in a car accident. And so he went to the hospital to see her, and he said he went in, and she was in the hospital bed. And then he said, "How you doing?" And she said, "Well, I'm doing okay." He said, "Well, what happened? Do you remember what happened?" Oh, she said, "Yes." She said, I left home and said I got down to the intersection and said it was raining. And said I stopped and looked and said there was this big black car coming very fast. And said I pulled out and he just hit me. He said, "You know, they don't teach you how not to laugh in seminary." I mean, I'm looking and I see this big black car coming and I just pull out and it hits me. Sounds kind of dumb, doesn't it? You know? I mean, we have accidents. I mean, sometimes we don't see the car coming, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I pull up and I see a car coming very fast, I'm not going to pull out in front of it. Hey, we see all of these things happening going on all the way around us. Why don't we pull right out in front of it and let it hit us? Think about it. We see what's happening. I mean, isn't it amazing today? And people say, "What's the answer?" Right. Hey, pretty simple. Spend millions of dollars on AIDS research. We know what caused it. Pretty simple. Quit doing it. Like the old guy I used to work with. Go in the office and the woman and say, he'd say, "What's the problem?" She'd say, "Well, when I do this, it does that." And he'd say, "Well, just don't do that." You know? Hey, we know what causes all of this stuff. And so God says, "Don't do this." Well, no, we don't want to do it that way. We're going to find another way. We're going to pull out in front and get hit by the car. We're looking. But we ain't paying any attention. We're not paying any attention. I better say it that way. Read Proverbs 5 when you get home sometime. The Playboy's payday. Boy, it's hitting home in this country. It's hitting home all around us today. Everywhere I look, we see the problems, but God answers the problems. I heard the other day, somebody said, "What can we do about welfare?" Bible said, "If you don't work, don't eat." Pretty simple, isn't it? Now, I understand we have to take care of the elderly people, and some people are disabled. I'm not that cruel and bad. But these able-bodied folks that just won't work, hey, don't let them eat. I figure they get hungry enough, they go to work. They don't. What else can I do? The Bible's pretty simple, isn't it? It tells you the answer. We're looking. Whoop! Get hit again. He said, learn. Ask. And ask for the old path. Ask. I heard about a woman that got a job in a weaving factory where they made rugs. You've never seen a weaving machine. They're kind of complicated, I would suppose. I saw them operate. And this lady got a job, and there's this rug, and the foreman, as he brought her around, and he showed her how to run the machine, and he went through all of it, and he stayed there with her a little while. He said, now, occasionally threads get tangled. And he said, if this machine and the threads get tangled, you come get me. I know how to untangle it. You don't. And so she's running the machine, and sure enough, after a period of time, the machine, the threads got tangled, and she began to try to untangle them. And she made the awfulest mess, and about that time, the foreman come walking up, and he said, what happened? She said, well, the threads got tangled. And he said, well, you've made a big mess. And she said, well, I'm doing the best I can. And he said, no, you're not. The best you could have done was come got me. I know how to untangle it. That's what I told you to do. We got a big mess. God says, ask me, and I'll show you the way out. We do it ourselves. Isn't that the way it goes sometimes? You see, we need to ask the Lord what we need to do. Then we have to take action and walk therein. We walk in the way that God directs. I had a friend that went to visit his wife's parents, and they lived in another state, and he said when they got there and over one evening that they went to another place to visit some other relatives, and when they got ready to go home, he was kind of in a rush to go, so he got his little boy, and he said he took off and said it kind of got foggy on the road, and he said, I'd driven about 40 miles, and all at once I realized I'm not on the right road. He said, pretty foggy, and he said, uncharacteristically, I decided I would stop and ask for directions. And he said, I saw a mini mart, and I pulled in and went in, and there was three people in there, and I saw an older gentleman, and I asked him, did he know how to get to route so-and-so, and he said he told me how to get there. He said, I got back out in the car, and he said, I looked around, and I wasn't really for sure what he said. And he said, I drove off, and said, about that time, I saw a car come up flashing his lights behind me, and I pulled over, and it was this man that was in the convenience store, and he said, you know where you're going? And he said, well, he said, do you know where you're going? He said, no. He said, well, I kind of noticed that when I gave you directions in the store. He said, where are you going? And he told him, he said, well, just follow me. I'll lead you there. And he said, you know where this is at? He said, oh, he said, I'm a retired state trooper. I used to patrol all of these areas. What house you going to? And he told him, he said, yeah, I know the house. Just follow me, and I'll lead you there. That's kind of the way the Lord says today. He knows all the era. He knows everything about life. He knows exactly where we need to go. Do you know where you're going? We need to be following the Lord, and he'll lead us in the right direction and walk therein. You know, this morning, that's what we need to do. We need to just learn from God and walk in the direction that he wants us to walk. You know, he'll never lead us in the wrong direction. But then there's a choice. What are you going to do? As they said, we will not walk therein. Nope. It's sorry. We're not going to do it, Lord. We're not going to do that. That's our choice. Some folks say, well, why is these things happening? We made our choice. We made the choice. You choose the direction you're going. That's your choice. That's been our choice. And we've chosen the wrong direction because we choose not to listen to God. We choose not to do what God says do. And when we choose that, we can't blame the Lord. That's our choice. Well, life is made up of choices. And when you make the wrong choice, who you have to blame? You blame yourself. You know what most people do? They blame the Lord. I can find it real quick. There's a verse of scripture just came to my mind. It's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 19. I wasn't planning on using this, so it'll take me just a moment. But we find that we make these choices, and then God, we want to blame the Lord for it this morning. Can't find it real quickly, but I'll. It says that man perverteth his ways and then blameth the Lord. We make our own decision and blame God for it. We make the choice. We have to make the choice. You see, that's just like the difference this morning in heaven and in hell. God has sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to be our Savior. We sang a moment ago about what can wash away my sin. What's all of our righteousness? Simply the blood of Christ. What this morning does it take to do away with the sin debt that we owe unto God? The blood of Jesus Christ. That's been determined. That's already taken place. God has provided the way of salvation. And in His grace this morning, He's provided and given that invitation to all men. But what do they say? No. I'm not going to do it. No. We'll not do it. I'm going to go my own way. Do what I want to do. And I don't see why God would send me to hell. Well, God didn't send you to hell. You made your own choice. Sorry about that, but that's just the way it is. You see, then there's the consequence. The judgment of God. You reject God, God will reject you. But the good part of that consequence, He said, you shall find rest for your soul if you will do what the Lord said. I want to have rest for my soul. I want to walk in the way of God. I may not have much today, but I want to have peace and rest in my soul, knowing I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. Well, we may fail and we may wobble on the axle sometime. But thank God today the old-time religion is the new-time religion is the any-time religion today, and we better begin to listen to God. We better begin to look around and see us what's happening and learn from that and take action and walk as God wants us to walk. Because then the choice is presented to us. Will you walk in the path that God has directed? Will you listen to the Word of God that He has given to us today? You have to make your choice. I have to make mine. My grandma used to say, every tub sits on its own bottom. Then the consequences. There's heaven, there's hell, there's rest, and there's destruction. The choice is up to us. God has set before us a way of life and a way of death. What will that choice be for us today? All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, and come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message and use it for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.